Track 5, Additional Maladaptive Schemas. On this track, we will examine more maladaptive schemas that relate to the wider world of the borderline personality diagnosed clients and their sense of reality. We will talk about exclusion, vulnerability, failure, and entitlement. The first of these types of maladaptive schemas is known as exclusion. This occurs when, obviously, the borderline personality disordered diagnosed client experiences a great sense of isolation for a central social group or family. The effects of this can range to reclusion from other activities, feelings of anxiety, especially in large groups, and a deep sadness from being lonely. Sonia, age 23, experienced this while being raised by her single father. Sonia related to me, "My father didn't know how to deal with women. It was almost like he was afraid of me. My brother was the favorite, and it was so obvious. He didn't even try to hide it. Whenever a big game was on TV, he and my brother would plant themselves on the sofa the entire day and just yell like damn maniacs at the screen. When I came into the room to join them, the only time my father addressed me was when he needed his chip bowl filled. My brother was the kid, I was the bowl filler. Even during the holidays, I wasn't really a part of the family. For my 18th birthday, my dad bought me a Barbie doll. Thanks, Dad. I'm 18. I'm gonna go buy a pack of cigarettes now. A Barbie doll. Jesus. Then he bought my brother a Nintendo. What the hell?" Sonia's conflict and alienation from her father soon crept into her relationship. "I was never in an active relationship. I never really took part. I expected my boyfriend to do all the reaching out. I guess I was just so sick of trying to connect with someone. I just gave up." Sonia's feelings of isolation incorporated an exclusionary schema that resulted in the ingrained belief that, despite her efforts, a warm, affectionate relationship was not achievable. Let me repeat that. Sonia's feelings of isolation incorporated an exclusionary schema that resulted in the ingrained belief that, despite her efforts, a warm, affectionate relationship was not achievable. In addition to exclusion, a second type of a wider world maladaptive schema is vulnerability. At the core of this schema lies a sense of loss of control, as you are aware. The BPD-diagnosed client suffering from the vulnerability schema generally has an almost paranoid belief that something awful could happen at any moment and that they are powerless to prevent it. Ordinary fears escalate out of control into what's called catastrophizing. Even though BPD-diagnosed clients are primarily women, 34-year-old Todd, a vulnerable BPD-diagnosed client, related this story to me. "When I was 14, my father had a near-fatal heart attack. As he was recuperating, he told me, 'You're the only reason I'm trying to live.' I began to fear that his very life depended on me. I worry about everyone in my life, like everything would happen to anyone I'm close to. My mother used to do the same. When I went out, she'd say, 'Do you have your keys? Do you have your money? Don't forget to buckle up.' I always got the hidden message that something bad was going to happen. Now, I do the same thing. I got into a huge fight with my girlfriend when she came to pick me up from work because her really old car, the damn thing, didn't have working seat belts. I wouldn't get in. I knew if I got in, I would crash. God damn it, you think she could understand?" Todd's overwhelming sense of vulnerability leaves him incapable of feeling safe, and soon his fear developed into almost a phobia and enhanced his borderline personality disorder characteristics. In addition to exclusion and vulnerability, the third type of wider world maladaptive schemas found in the borderline personality diagnosed client is failure. This type of schema leads to BPD-diagnosed clients to fervently believe that no matter their success, they just are not worthy. This can stem from early taunting by siblings or classmates, or a constant comparison with very successful parents. 43-year-old Julia maintained an intense failure schema. harshly criticizing herself, even though she had become a partner in her law firm. Julia stated, "Kids can be cruel to each other. Someone has to put someone else down to make themselves feel better, and that happened to me and with certain family members. Or at school, the teachers would pick on you and make you feel incredibly stupid in front of the entire class. And then if you come home and someone else makes you feel the same way, you can begin to see how you feel less than, not worthy, fraudulent somehow. I just think that I got the promotion because I'm good at fooling people." You can see the idea of unworthiness was so instilled by those Julia was close to that she soon became certain that her inability would lead to her failure. Think of your Julia. Does he or she feel an overwhelming sense of failure? In addition to exclusion, vulnerability, and failure, the fourth type of schema that affects the way a borderline personality diagnosed client relates to the wider world is entitlement. Sound familiar? Unlike those with a failure schema, this type of client feels an exaggerated sense of importance. They view their life through a distorted lens that places them above everyone else. Angelina was a borderline personality diagnosed client that maintained an entitlement schema. Angelina was an exceptional student, but her confidence in her intelligence soon led her to become egotistical. She stated, "My mom always told me that I didn't have to take shit from anybody because I knew more than they did, and I'll be more successful than them someday. I don't need to study. It comes to me naturally. I hate it when people try to make a connection with me and their level is miles below me. They're such slugs. I hate their guts." Angelina's mother had a large effect on Angelina's entitlement schema, implementing the view that a higher intelligence results in special privileges. Angelina assimilated this into her everyday life and took her beliefs to an extreme. Because borderline personality disorder diagnosed clients are not aware that they are under the sway of maladaptive schemas, I believe that the anecdote exercise helped Sonia, Todd, Julia, and Angelina recognize the various ways they react to certain situations. I ask each of them to invent a scenario and a conflict. Then I ask them to tell how they would react to that situation and what the outcome might be. Julia stated, "Luana's boyfriend Samuel had planned a home-cooked dinner for them on the night of their 2-year anniversary. It had taken him 3 months to set the occasion in motion, and he had high hopes of giving his girlfriend a wonderful night. However, when it came time for Luana to show up at his door, she wasn't there. He waited an hour and a half until after his 23rd phone call, Luana picked up and told him she didn't feel like it tonight. Broken and dejected, Samuel blew out the candles that had been burning to the nubs and put away the engagement ring he had taped to the bottom of her chair." I asked Julia regarding her created story about Luana, why Luana didn't go to dinner, and she responded, "She was afraid. She knew about his proposal and didn't think she could make him happy." I then asked, "Do you think she's depriving herself of something?" Julie slowly replied, "Yes, she's depriving herself of happiness. She feels she might get spoiled." By having Luana react in a way similar to Julie's own mode of reaction, Julie could step outside of herself and her own schema and recognize the harm it was doing to her social and her career life. On this track, we discussed exclusion, vulnerability, failure, and entitlement. Question 5. What are 4 maladaptive schemas that affect borderline personality relationships in the wider world?